This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. The Quinnahock resident who tested positive for the coronavirus on Tuesday was a girl under the age of 10. That's according to a press release from the State Department of Health and Social Services. The child tested positive in Bethel when traveling to town for medical care. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation quickly dispatched a testing team to Quinnahock, and over the next 2 days, residents lined up for voluntary testing. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur talked with community leaders about the response.
We were kind of shocked, but we've been expecting it because we've always told ourselves it'll come sooner or later.
Quinnahock resident Warren Jones tested for the coronavirus Wednesday morning.
I just came back from the testing site, and there's a 6-foot distance. It's all organized very well. Everybody's following the directions.
He called the testing easier than expected.
Doesn't take long and doesn't even hurt, just a swab on both sides of your nose and you're done.
Jones heard about the positive case the day before over the VHF radio. He's the CEO of the Quinnahock Village Corporation, Connectuk Inc., which sells fuel and operates the town's grocery and hardware stores. Immediately, Jones closed the store's doors. All orders are now being taken over the phone.
And we're going to continue to do so until we get an all clear.
Jones says after the testing team from the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation landed in town and began testing close contacts of the confirmed case, all community members were asked to volunteer for testing and to arrive at the testing site at specific times in alphabetical order by the last name of the head of household.
Yeah, I was impressed with how organized they were over there. There's three gals up front taking the info. I think a local is helping them. And then there's two people doing the swabs and one in the back prepping the swab kit.
The testing, he says, was done outside the village clinic. Jones describes a deliberate process. The community had been preparing for a positive case for months by social distancing, wearing masks, and restricting travel.
So it was a good practice before it hit, so we were prepared to come up with solutions for the village beforehand, so we were ready for it.
In March, the Village Corporation, along with the tribe, city, school, and church, gathered to create community guidelines to slow the spread of the coronavirus to and within Quinnahock. Anyone flying into the village was required to have written tribal permission and then had to quarantine, and residents could only travel out for essential reasons. On Tuesday, after receiving news of the positive case, the tribal council further tightened these guidelines. Now, anyone traveling into Quinnahock must take a coronavirus test upon arrival and then quarantine with all household members for 7 days or until negative test results are received. If someone refuses testing, they must quarantine for 14 days with all household members. These measures remain in effect until June 15th. Quinnahock Tribal Council President Darren Cleveland wants to see widespread testing throughout the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta.
All communities in the region should be tested instead of waiting for a positive case to happen. So we'll know, identify if there's a case, and then isolate them and prevent the spread.
Cleveland is advising Quinnahock residents to continue practicing social distancing, hand washing, and mask wearing. He said, "The prevention starts with ourselves." In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
Next, in utilities. The Alaska Village Electric Cooperative is turning off power this week to people who have past due bills of more than $200. The cooperative has notified people twice. That means people who haven't paid their bills in a couple of months, including April, will not have power unless they contact AVEC to create a payment plan. AVEC says they want to work with customers who lost their jobs and cannot pay their bills because of the coronavirus pandemic. AVEC says about 20 people have requested the payment plan so far. Next, in municipal news. The City of Bethel's finance department has a turnover problem that got even worse last Friday. Finance Director Christine Blake decided to quit early, citing a, quote, chaotic and unprofessional environment. This marks at least the 14th employee to have left Bethel's finance department in as many months. I reported on what's going on in that department and how the city plans to address the problem. Former finance director Christine Blake's last day was May 22nd, after starting work for the city in March of 2019. She originally provided the city a month's notice, but decided to leave 2 weeks early, saying in an email to the city manager that, quote, "the chaotic and unprofessional environment at the city has taken a toll on my well-being." In the same email, she expressed concern about the city's lack of preparation for her departure and warned of more staff leaving. When asked what she meant about the chaotic and unprofessional environment, she wrote back to KYUK saying the fact that somebody in the city had forwarded her email with those comments was an excellent example of the chaos and lack of professionalism she referred to. She also urged the city council to stop micromanaging her department. She said, quote, "for example, a line-by-line review of the budget isn't necessary. Your administration/finance team has done the work." She also thanked her staff at the finance department and former acting city manager Bill Howell for their support over the past year. Current city manager Vinny Carrazza arrived in his role less than 2 months ago and said the COVID-19 pandemic has made the city's work environment hectic. But he said he could only guess as to what Blake was referring to in her complaints.
I mean, you would have to ask her those specifics, but I'm guessing it's due to the turnover.
Blake stated in her last manager's report that over the past 13 months, the finance department has lost at least 13 employees. Blake was the 14th. Councilmember C.C. Franco, who is a member of the Finance Committee, said the turnover problems have existed for much longer than the time Blake has been there. Carrazza said he doesn't know yet what's behind the rampant turnover in the finance department. He said he plans to take over as head of the department until he gets to the bottom of it.
Talk to the staff, find out what, you know, what issues they may have, how we can right the ship, how we can stabilize it, because going forward, we can't have this turnover.
He believes at least part of the turnover issues is because of low pay. Carrazza said he advised the city council to increase the salaries in the finance department, even though the city's overall revenue is down due to COVID-19. Carrazza says he's also looking at increasing the salary for all department heads. He says that's because the department heads are salaried, while other city employees are hourly. Sometimes the number two in charge makes more money than the department head because of overtime pay. Carrazza said that was happening with Acting Police Chief Lieutenant Amy Davis.
She was making her normal salary plus overtime, so it wasn't really financially incentivizing her to take that leap. It would be a pay cut.
Blake's departure comes right in the middle of the City Council's meetings to hammer out the next year's budget. Councilmember Mark Springer is confident the city will be able to pass a budget on time, even without a finance director.
We want to get one as soon as possible, but not having one is not impacting our deliberations.
As of now, Springer and Mayor Perry Barr report the budget is around $600,000 in the red, but discussions are ongoing to see if the city can achieve a balanced budget. The city has until June 15th to get a final version adopted. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim. And finally, ANIAC is braced for workers flying in to do construction this summer, both in the community and the surrounding villages. Tribal Chief Wayne Morgan says the tribe and city have been planning on how to keep the community safe from COVID-19 while the workers are there.
You're coming to here to work. You have to submit paperwork that your workers that you're bringing in are tested and that it came out to be negative. And also when they do get here, they stay where they're staying and working.
The rules call for no mingling with locals. Because ANIAC does not have its own testing program, workers and employers must present documentation that the workers have tested negative for the coronavirus that causes COVID-19. Morgan says a community expects to have a testing site set up later this summer. The two major construction projects taking place in ANIAC are continuing work on the airport and new school construction. The community also received some COVID funds and has hired 4 people to renovate a building to help care for any COVID patients. The loss of regular air service when Raven closed down and the pandemic have also prompted the village to look at ways to make itself more self-sufficient. Morgan says ANIAC is reviving its old community garden.
We can have community members either do their garden at our community garden area, or we could do it for them.
The tribe also has seeds and starts for local gardeners if they need them, and is expecting a couple of rototillers to be shipped in, which will be made available for locals to help expand, till, or build a garden. ANIAC serves as a hub for several Middle Kuskokwim River communities around it. Morgan says a big issue this summer will be keeping safe from the virus on the river.
People are, you know, wanting to get out on the river more and also get some supplies, whether it's from the Bethel businesses that they need to get or within ANIAC. So it's going to be a challenge, but we have to still have the word out there to be safe.
Morgan says people need to continue keeping their distance and wear masks to keep the community and their families safe. Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.